I had a really wonderful advisor in college, in undergrad, and he recommended to me that I look into the Peace Corps. I knew I wanted to go to graduate school. I knew that was eventually what I wanted to do, but felt like I needed a little bit of a break. And Peace Corps gave me an experience that allowed me to really improve many skills that I would need later in my career. So, you know, I learned a new language. I learned how to adapt to a new culture. Just really gave me the skills to become more of a global leader. And that has helped me in my career.
You said you needed a bit of a break.
I did. I think a lot of students maybe need a little bit of a break. After 4 years of studying, not to mention if you didn't take a break between high school and college, you know, we've all been studying a long time, and then you kind of need a break. When you do start graduate school, at least for me, I can speak for myself personally, it really did allow me to focus on graduate school in a way that I don't know that I could have if I had immediately gone from undergrad to graduate school. It also opened up a lot of opportunities to me. Peace Corps has partnerships with many universities where they offer financial incentives and scholarships to attend graduate schools. So we have 150, 200 schools that offer these opportunities to return Peace Corps volunteers. So that really helps financially, too.
What sort of assistance? What are we talking about?
So anything from a full ride to a small stipend.
You landed what, in Bangkok, I'm assuming? Or?
I did.
What was that like? Had you been a world traveler prior to that? Or?
I had done some traveling. I did my junior year of college in Spain. Oh. And I was a high school exchange student in Chile. So I had done some overseas traveling, but I had certainly never been to Asia. And I'll go ahead and admit that I did not know where Thailand was when I got my Peace Corps invitation. So I had to look it up. What we do is we have all the volunteers who are going in a group meet in the United States at what we call staging. So there were actually 90 of us that got on the plane to go to Thailand. Wow. And when you get off the plane in Thailand or in Bangkok specifically, you really are somewhat overwhelmed with new smells, new colors. It's a real experience for all of your senses. And the language is very, very different from Spanish, which I had studied. So it was a shock to the senses.
Scary, exhilarating?
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, I bet. What were you doing there?
So I was what was called at that time a TEFL crossover volunteer. So I taught English as a foreign language. That's the TEFL piece at a small secondary school in rural Thailand. So I was in a tiny little village right on the border where Cambodia and Laos and Thailand all meet. And then there was the crossover piece, which was agriculture. So I also worked with the school's agriculture department and their teachers to develop small husbandry projects for the students to get actual hands-on experience there at the school. So we did a pig project, we did a layer hen project, we did fish ponds, and worked with the students on how to develop those different small husbandry projects.
What do you remember about the people you met and stayed with there?
They were wonderful. Very embracing, very warm, very friendly. I just a few weeks ago told a story at an event about I had just gotten to my village in Thailand right after we do 3 months of training for every volunteer, and then they go out to their villages. And I was alone, and I lived with two Thai women who were also teachers at the school. And it was Thanksgiving, and I didn't actually realize it was Thanksgiving because they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Thailand. But my Thai housemates had gone to school, and there was a knock on the door of our little house. And so I went to the door, and I opened it, and there was this very old Thai farmer standing there, and he was holding a live turkey. And he said to me in Thai, he said, I heard that you need to eat turkey today, and so I brought you this turkey.
Oh, no way.
And so it was a wonderful – that night, all my fellow teachers, we had a wonderful Thai dinner but made out of this turkey that they cooked for me. So it was a really nice meshing of cultures to celebrate Thanksgiving.
What a memory, huh?
Yeah.
So as you said, volunteers don't really get to choose where they'll serve. Why is that, and how does the selection process work?
Basically, we do have a conversation with applicants about where they might want to go. But there are certain countries that look for certain skills. For example, if it's a country that requires Spanish, we need people who have the Spanish skills to go there. We have a conversation with applicants about where their skills might best fit. Through that conversation, we may go from 65 countries down to 4 or 5 and then say, okay, which of these countries would be best for you? Then there are many volunteers that say, I'll go anywhere. Those are great. We love to hear that. And they'll say, yep, just send me wherever you need me. So we look for all types, but there's definitely a conversation about if a person has been studying Chinese for 4 years, we're probably going to really want them to go to China. But otherwise, there's a conversation. If they don't want to go to China, they really want to learn a new language, then we can talk about that.
You are in Montana to meet, I guess, in part with people and talk about Montana's legacy with the Peace Corps. What is that legacy?
Well, it's great. Let me first just say that this is my first trip to Montana.
Oh, welcome.
In my life, I've traveled all over the world, and I've never had the great privilege of being in your wonderful state, so I'm really happy
to be
welcome. Here. So Montana has really contributed to the Peace Corps quite a bit. They currently rank number 10 among per capita Peace Corps top states. That's the 2013 ranking. There are currently 36 Peace Corps volunteers in service. And since 1961, Montana has had 1,363 Peace Corps volunteers. Mm. So there's a real legacy here in how Montana and the people of Montana have contributed to the Peace Corps. Another statistic that is interesting is we just announced our top colleges, and the University of Montana ranked number 12 in 2014 for the top medium-sized college. Mm.
The world has always been a violent place, and it just seems especially so right now. I don't know if that's just because of the news cycle, we hear about it more often. How do you in the Peace Corps adjust your operations to react to various conflicts? I mean, should people be concerned about their safety?
Great question. The safety and security and well-being of our volunteer is absolutely our number one priority. And we do a lot to ensure the safety of volunteers. But we can't completely say it's without risk. There is definitely a risk in joining the Peace Corps. We do a lot of training to ensure that the volunteers understand the risks within the cultures that they're living. Language is something that's very important. We teach them the local language to make sure that they can communicate in every situation. If we feel like we're operating in a country where volunteers cannot stay safe, we will pull out of those countries.
Big, broad question. Why was the Peace Corps created to begin with, and how has its mission changed over the decades?
Great question. So Peace Corps was originally created by John F. Kennedy in 1961. And his idea was we needed an organization that sent our best and brightest out into the world. It was more of a soft power type goal. So Peace Corps had at that time in its original inception 3 goals. We still have the same 3 goals. So the first goal is to provide trained men and women to help our friends overseas. The second, to teach people overseas about Americans. And the third is then to teach Americans about the cultures where our volunteers serve. You know, our mission is world peace and friendship.
What do you hope your emissaries, if you will, teach the world about Americans?
I think the message in many ways just comes naturally from the volunteers. Volunteers generally say that they go to give. They go to give skills. They go to teach. They go to do what they can to help in these countries. But at the end of the day, they always say they got more than they gave. So it's definitely an experience where the emissaries think that they're going to go and do one thing, and then it ends up being something completely different.
Last question, Ms. Lohman. What sort of personality is a good match for the Peace Corps, and what sort of personality would be better served by considering another form of volunteerism?
We're looking for people who are flexible, who can adapt culturally, who want to experience an overseas life and are willing to deal with some hardship. It's possible they may have to go on a bus for 60 miles to get internet. We're looking for people who are willing to try new things, who want to put themselves out there and, you know, that can laugh at themselves. You know, you need to have some humility.
That sounds like a difficult person to get, because I think so many of us are now inwardly focused instead of looking outward, if you will. That's got to be tough to find anymore.
It's actually not. I'm really amazed at how many people in the age group we're looking at, where we're recruiting, really are service-oriented and really do want to serve their country and really are interested in the world and really want to have this kind of experience.
Speaking of age group, what is the age group and how can Montanans interested in this find out more?
Well, our average age is 28.
Older than I thought, actually.
Yeah, it is a little bit older, but a lot of that is because we do have older volunteers. Currently, our oldest volunteer is 82, but the majority of our volunteers are right out of college. But we have some incredible older volunteers, 50 plus. Anybody who's interested, they can give us a call, or we actually have a strategic recruiter right here on the University of Montana campus, and her name is Amber Gladney. She's at the Career Services Center, and her email address is Peace Corps, so that's PEACECORPS, at umontana.edu. And then our general toll-free number for the Peace Corps is 855-855-1961.
Look, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Helen Lohman, Peace Corps Associate Director of Volunteer Recruitment and Selection.
Yep.
Welcome to Montana.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.